We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Tes Samad Aleph, and we are beginning five lines approximately from the top of the Amud, a little more, from the top of Daf Tes Samad Aleph. I'll tell you exactly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. At the end of the seventh line from the top. We learned a machlokes, if you say Paginon Dibura or not. That means, not Paginon, Dibura, Paginon, Abaya and Rava. The shaila was that he came with a star. It says Kol Nechasai belong to me. Eved came with a star that his master wrote to him. All my nechasim are going to you, my Eved. So the Gemara says he's only believed really to say before Nichtav on the star Shichru of it. But the part that the nechasim belonged to him, he's not believed. So Rava says no problem. You believe that you are free, but you're not believed the governor nechasim. I Kol Nechasai then will be half believed and half not believed. That's fine. It's Plaginon. And Abaye says, no, if you're not believed for Nechasim, you're not believed for Star Shikhar either, and therefore the whole thing does not work. So Rav also Paginon, and to Rav Adva Masta asked him, Rav, it sounds like you're going like Rav Shimon of the Braisa, that the Braisa says, it's the Mishnah and Peah. It's like sounding like Rav Shimon of the Mishnah and Peah, where the Mishnah and Peah says, that Rav Shimon says, La'ulam hu ben chayrim, he's ben chayrim forever, even though besides for 1 acre of property, whatever it is, even though the halacha is you don't get any of the property, you don't know which one it is, you go free. That's the halacha of Rav Shimon from La'ilam ben Chayrim. But Rav Meir argues, the Tanakama of that Mishnah is Rav Meir, he says that if you say Kol Nechasav La'avdoi, Yotza ben Chayrim, but Shaya Karka Kol Shu La'yotza ben Chayrim, leave a little Karka out, La'yotza ben Chayrim. And even though we said Pshat and Rameya was because you left out a Karka Kol Shu, so you assume you left out the Eved also. But we also held that Rameya also argues Rav Shimon that you don't say Palginon as well. You don't say Palginon. And if you wouldn't get any Karka, you wouldn't get yourself either because you don't say Palginon. It means that the learning of Halakas Rameya and Rav Shimon is a shaila if you say Palginon or not. And on that, the Gemara Akasha, the Rav Nachman Paskins like Rameya. The Rav Nachman says that even though Rav Yosi praise Rav Shimon, but Lamaisa halacha is Karam Meir. So we stay with a kasha right there that there's a kasha that Luchari Pasuk Karam Meir. So how could Rava say Palginon? So now as the Gemara says, so Rav Nachman saying Pasuk Karam Meir means Rav Nachman don't say Palginon. Is that true? Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi, 7 lines on top of the end of the line. Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi, Amar Rav Yosef Bar Minyan. Umi Amar Rav Nachman. Shchimi Ra Shekosav Kol Nechosav LaAvdai. A Shchimi Ra wrote all the Chosav to Evan. Now the halacha of Shchimi Ra is that if he gets better, he could be choizer from his vatanum because he only gave it because he was dying. So shchim rash kosav kol nechosav la'avdai for amad, they got better. So he gave all the chosav to Evan means all the chosav were going to the Evan and Evan was going free also, but he got better. So lach is choizer in the chosav. He could be choizer in the chosav. Ain't choizer be Evan, and he's not choizer in the shichur of the Evan. And that you free the Evan, he can't be choizer. What's the pshat? Choizer in the chosav matna shchim rahu. It's matna shchim ra, and the lach is, we get better, you get it back. But ain't choizer be'eved, we can't be choizer be'eved. Why? Shrei yotza olav shem ben chayrim. Because he already is a shem ben chayrim, and therefore, you can't be choizer on the eved. Now, what's pshat in this halacha? Before we explain out the kasha, what's pshat in this halacha? Like Tosis asks, the middle of Tosis is a mask of ain't choizer, he says, v'mtayma, kivin the stoma, the das kol shchim ra, lach seboyim yamoid, if that's the usual das of shchim ra, then it means to back out if he gets better. Am I in a chayz be'evet? What can a chayz be'evet? So, and for Tosif, Yesh Loimar, that kol the karas ucham hi. Everything is the karas ucham. Gam masha choza ben achosim, gam masha in a chayz be'evet. The mistoma daito kama shiurim l'chacham. And the chacham held that if there's a shem ben chayim already, then you can't be mishabed with him. Like Rashi's masha also the karas ucham. Rashi's shiurim l'chem cheris, for also shtabed by oid. But the ma'isa, what do you see from here? You see, this is all of Nachman's halacha. You see, Pagina and Debura. Why do you see Pagina and Debura? Because you see, even though the Star Shichur says Kol Nechasav, we are using it halfway. We are using it for a Shichur and not for the Nechasim.
What's the Star over there?
It says the Star, he wrote a Star, Shikasav. He wrote a paper, yeah, Kol Nechasav Avda. A Star Shichur needs an Eved. Eved needs a Star Shichur. Right, so then how does Shichur work? So you have the Mekasha, Mekasha, the Mekasha. How does Shichur work? So that's the same type of kasha, really. So we're saying is that the shichur works, but not the rest of the star, and that's the whole chiddush of Palginon. Because really, like what you're saying, if the nechasim didn't work, so why is the shichur working? No, that's what Palginon says. The gabe shichur, the star is working, but the gabe the rest of the nechasim, it's not working. So you see Palginon, that's the Gemara's kasha. So you see, Rav Nachman himself says Baginon. If Rav Nachman held Rav Meir Agur Rav Shimon and he passed like a Meir, so why do you say Baginon? Ella Amar Rav Ashi, we have wrong pshat in Rav Meir, and that Rav Nachman passed like a Meir is not a kash on Rava. Then this also has answer on Rava because Rav Nachman clearly holds Baginon because even in case of Shchemira. So obviously he does not, and he passed like a Meir. So obviously a Meir has nothing to do with Baginon. Ella Amar Rav Ashi. That the reason is, back to Rameyer is not because anything to do with Pagina. Rameyer also holds Pagina. Rameyer's halacha, when you write on the chos of La'avdoi, and you shayer karka kolshu, l'yotze ben chayrim, you know the reason? Not because of you don't say Pagina. The reason is, because when you mashayer kolshu, we think it could be it means the Eved also, because since he didn't say atzmecha v'nechosa, he didn't speak out, he didn't specify that I'm freeing the Eved. So when you say shayer, when you mashayer something, we could assume maybe that you mashayer part of the Eved also, and it's not krus gita. And like Rashi explains, as a din, when you give a star shichur or a get, you have to be completely severed. The tie has got to be completely severed. We know it from Isha, it says Sefer Krisis, and Shechiru Avad learned that La La Mi Isha. And since over here, the severance is not clear, because he didn't say Atzvacha, and the whole thing is Gebayit on Kol Nechasai. Once I'm a Shai or something in the Kol Nechasai, so it's missing in the Krisis, and that is the reason why it does not work. That's why it does not work. Masha Enkein, by the case of the Shchimira, there I said Kol Nechasai. And there I said everything. I said everything, includes the Eved. And same thing by Rav also. There also you said Kol Nechasai. There was Krus Gita. There you said all the Nechasim, even though maybe one part of the Karka you're not going to be Kol Nechasai, even though you're not going to be Kohen of the Karka because you're not believed on it. But Lemaisa Klape the Shtar Shichur, everything is included. Everything is included, and you'll say Pagina on what you believe, what you not believe. But there's definitely a Krus Gita. Masha Inc. In the case of Rameyer, there you Mashiach something. If you Mashiach something, there's a missing in the Krisus, and therefore won't work, which was really the original Pshat we thought of Rameyer. I'm just now giving a little bit more explanation. And a lot of the Rishonim, much in this whole Sugya, how the Gemara's Havaminas and Maskanas are very, very hard. But that's how we explain the coin to Rashi's Pshat, that the Gemara first thought from La'olam, we said like Rav Shimon yesterday, that since Rav Shimon said La'olam hu, that means it must have heard from Rav Meir something about Ginon. And now I say, no, Rav Meir does not, also agrees to Ginon. Rav Meir just telling you halacha that it has to be completely severed, and therefore we say, if you shaya kar koshu, and you didn't say atzbecha, you didn't say clearly that it's a star shikha for the Eved, therefore it's not called a good star shikha, and the Eved does not go free. Was Rav Shimon old? Rav Shimon definitely holds Pagina. What? Yeah, Rav Shimon holds that. Rav Shimon holds that. That is called Pagina. Yeah, you say Pagina, and yeah, he doesn't hold the Krus Gita. He doesn't hold. Krus Gita, like Rashi really explained, it's not really a tzad that you didn't free the Eved. It's just not clear in the star, that's why it's not a good star. And Rav Shimon doesn't hold that.
Really?
Rav Shimon holds what? Rav Shimon holds.
You don't need Krus
Gita. Right. He holds this is called Krus Gita. He holds this is called, this is enough. Yeah, this is enough. He holds this is clear enough. He said, call Nechasa, it's clear enough. Zog the Gemara Vaita. Said in the Mishnah, "Im yeshul of oirim iskayim v'chesama." It says in a case where you were in Eretz Yisrael and you didn't say "fari nechtav v'fari nechtam," you didn't say that. So what happens? So there's get to good get. But if there's oirim, there's people who are complaining about, there's rumors about the star, you take nikim. What does it mean? Ir kama. What does the ir mean? Ilim ir echad. If there's one person, one aid that comes and says that star is mezuyif. Rav Yochanan said, there's no error pachas v'shdayim. One aid does not make any dent. There's no error whatsoever. In error pachas v'shdayim. Like Rashi says famously that he doesn't know exactly where this is. Lo yisparash hecha. Ayin toisvus. We may be a makar for this. But Yochanan says, there's no error pachas v'shdayim. Ve'elo must be error terei. It must be two people came and said, the star is mezuyif. Freit the Gemara, if that's the case, what does it help bring two aides kiyim? If the error was that they two aidim saying it's mezuyif, what does it help doing kiyim? If the kiyim is two against two, and if it's two against two, you're blibe with the status quo, which is eish shish. Like Tosha speaks out, you go past the cheskes eish shish, ayin demar shah, who talks about why do you have to come on the cheskes eish shish, tamzay trey, trey, zesafik, back upon him, The Gemara's kasha is, if there's two Eidim coming to him about error, so then what's going on over here? Why is the Eidim key and believe can I get the two?
Why is it two two?
Why two two?
What about the Eidim on the get?
That's not the old saying. First of all, the lachah is like, trei kemeya. That's lachah. Two is like 100. That's to say, sorry, then Eidis. Two is like 100. No milo, three orders of two Eidis. No milo. If you have two against three, it's also two against two. So therefore, it's two against 100, it's two against two. So if you have a shliach, and if you have the Eidim, yeah. So trei, that's a lachah. Two Eidim is like kemeya. So it's two against two. So therefore, you go once the chesed shish. And for the Gemara, error the Baal. We're talking about the error of the Baal. The Baal is Ma'ar. So usually, one person is not Nema. But a Baal who comes and says this error, that already has a bigger Kayach, and that's called the error, and that's enough to be Maitzi Laz, and therefore we need two Eidim to Mekayim Mishtar. Once Mekayim Mishtar, then two Eidim are believed to get the Baal. But the error of the Baal, even though error Chad is nothing, the error of the Baal does have a Kayach. Taisa speaks out that Hu Adin, error de Lekuches, also might work if the Isha is coming to be Tairif Ksuba Vak upon him. That's the word, the ir de baal is enough. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Hamevi get from Dinas Yam v'yochalom fonechtav. Someone brings a get from Dinas Yam, and the halacha is you have to say fonechtav fonechtav, but he can't say it. So we'll see what that means. He can't say it. We know what it means from Daf Hey, but we'll see again in the Gemara. And miyashalav edim. If you have edim, yiskayim v'chesamach. If you have edim, so then you can mekayim v'chesamach. That's enough. This was a kasha on Rabbah. The lacher, what happened to Lushma? And then we're answering the Achashlamdu, and we're other kashas there back upon him. Eidim zedaf v'kiyim. Another halacha in our Mishnah. Echa git inoshim v'echa shechur avadim shavu l'moylech v'lemevi. That sai git inoshim and sai shechur avadim have the same halacha that when you bring from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz and from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, you need b'fani nichtah b'fani nechtam. V'zu achas menat rochim sheshavu git inoshim shechur avadim. These are one of the ways that git inoshim are equivalent to shechur avadim. They're both the same. They both define nechta by nechta. And Tosfos has a very simple question. We know that by Isha, really, Erech should not be Naman. Erech should not be Naman. So why is Erech a Naman? Because the Guna Kilibar Abano. So over here, what type of ego now we're talking about that we're letting Erech be Naman when it comes to Eved? Lachar, why is Erech be Naman? He's a Muchzik that he's an Eved. So how is Erech being Naman over here? So Tosfos answers, why Meshuma Guna Kula? What type of Iguna is over here? So Tosfos says, it's called the Igun, that is Osir and Abbas Chayim, and that is not Chayiv and Mitzvahs. That's called Iguna. And if we're Mechayiv, two Eidim, then it's going to take too long. So you want him to get Shechur right away, get free right away, so you can be able to marry a Ben Chayim, Abbas Chayim, and to do the Mitzvahs, and Mechayiv and Mitzvahs. Zok the Gemara, Ma Eina Yachol Leima, what does it mean? It says he brought a get and he couldn't say for nechta v'nechta. What's the word in yachalim? If it's a cheresh barasui gitu. Could a cheresh bring a get? But tonight I went to the Mishnah. I call kshem l'chavei is a get. All shluchim are mutter to bring a get. Chutz b'cheresh shayt v'katan. Besides b'cheresh shayt v'katan, not a ben das. There can't be a shliach. A shliach has to be a ben das. Learn from psukim that a shliach has to be a ben das. And here, if he's not a ben das, it can't be a shliach for the get at all. I'm Rav Yosef. I'm asking. Going to know shlok shuv v'keach. They gave it. The guy was a pekeach. The shliach gave it when he was a pekeach. Like hispik loymer fayinichta v'atzus charis. But he didn't have a chance to say fayinichta until he became a charis. Now he can't say it anymore. That's means any yachal loymer. And Tosfos speaks out. This has to be immediately because the whole nemanis of fayinichta v'nechta is only b'shas asina or teichiridi b'shas asina. So here, the second after he gave it, he became a charis, and he couldn't say. I guess he got so frightened for giving all the get, he lost himself. And therefore, you couldn't say, b'fari nechtav, and that's the case in Yochan, that's where Mishnah says, yiskayim v'chesomav. And the Gemara, they ask, the Kasha, so if you're Rabba, what do you do? Gemara says, achash lomdu. Gemara says, okay, so why do you have any have time l'shma? So Gemara answers on that, v'shem yachdav v'kikuloi. That maybe you're going to go back to being shlo'shma. So Gemara has a Kasha on that, okay, so then even in Yochan, it should be a problem. Gemara says, it's a muslah shicha. A muslah shicha goes to Rabbanan. Like we just said, it's very muslah shicha to turn into a chayrish. In 1 second, tzatak is muslah shicha goes to Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara answers for Rabbah. That's what any yachal means. And kiyam alone will be enough to take care of this get.